Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! Football Friday, week 10. We got the Giannis Porzingis game. Yeah, Giannis Porzingis. He's the pain in the ass brother that orchestrated the whole trade out of New York to Dallas. I'm going to read about it with Mark Berman this morning.
I thought
in the
you
Post.
Were big in Latvia.
I was. I don't know if I still am, but I was.
Wasn't it like some sort of rape? Who was the big Jones fan?
Right. So it was a. It's funny that you ask. Translateris is a two-man rap group in Latvia that became very big Gio and Jones fans when me and Brian Jones did a sports talk show over on CBS Sports Radio.
Right.
And they created these cardboard cutouts of us and took us around different towns in Latvia.
Yeah.
And invited us out there and everything else.
Did you ever go to Latvia?
No. Brian wanted to go. Desperately wanted to go to Latvia.
How would you describe Latvia? Have you looked it up? And
well, this is what spurred the whole thing. I said it looked weird and old is what I said Latvia looked like, and they took exception to that. So then they made a tourism video that's out there that's many views from Latvians of our cardboard cutouts being introduced to all the cool places in Latvia. So Al can find it. If you put Gio and Jones Latvia in there, it's like this unbelievably well-produced video where they used like drones and everything else. And they said, listen, you thought that Latvia was
old and stale,
old and weird. Well, check this out.
Could you imagine the stir if you guys just showed up at those sites and like in those same poses, but you were really there?
Oh,
it would be huge.
Well, Brian was the big draw there, you know, being the former professional athlete and everything else.
Big draw.
So he was, they really wanted him to get out there. And then there was a club that they would perform at, and they were dancing around with our cardboard cutouts. And, you know, it was a big deal to them.
You should take your wife on a beach vacation there.
To Latvia?
Yeah. Nice oceanside.
I believe the town that these guys lived in that they brought our cardboard cutouts to was Sasis. That was the name of the town.
Mm.
Very old and weird.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Kristaps. Yeah, so if you'd like to talk to one of them, I still have the one guy's number. Edzus Kalkulis. I believe we had him on one time.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did have him on one time.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
You brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
I was just saying, though.
I tweeted out on the show account the video that Gio is referencing.
Okay.
Yeah, the Latvian tourism video with me and Brian Jones, yes. It's amazing. I didn't think that Latvians had that in them, quite frankly, to put together such a well-produced video. But they do. They got some talent out there.
Like they've been getting their ass kicked by Russia for so long, right? Yeah, it kind of feels like there's got to be a wall up or something.
Yeah, maybe. Build that wall out in Latvia. All right, what do you have there? Jerry, you got an update for us?
Yes, right now I'm looking at bridges of Latvia, though. One looks like the new Kosciuszko Bridge.
Oh, does it?
Kind of
really?
Cool, actually.
Is it lit up like the new Kosciuszko?
Yes, actually it is. And they got one really cool one, too.
You know what I noticed is like, you know, I was over in Jersey yesterday. I don't even know why, but.
Because you were playing golf.
Yeah, I was playing golf. But the Gothels Bridge is like a little squatty, like Kosciuszko. Like our bridges in New York are bigger than their bridges in Jersey.
Doesn't it connect you to Staten Island?
Yeah, but that's more of like a Jersey thoroughfare, right? Like
Kosciuszko
is in a New York thing. It's a total New York thing. Like I just felt like New Jersey, maybe we need to keep the bridges smaller for some reason.
It is a pain in the ass bridge. I always feel I'm going to hit something on that Gothels. I'm going to swerve and then.
They widened it.
Oh, I
excessively.
Haven't been there in years.
It's a new bridge.
It's actually really nice. The Kosciuszko Bridge. You know, like you got the Cuomo Bridge now, you know, that the governor named after his dad up there as opposed to the Tappan Zee. So,
sure.
I mean, you have all these bridges like in New York that are big and bold and they look great.
And you get these little puny Jersey bridges.
I just felt like the bridge was like half the size. I don't know why.
Okay.
It felt that way looking at it.
What do you think about the George Washington Bridge? Is that puny?
No, well, that goes way back one. No. It goes way back one. That's not a new bridge.
From New Jersey.
It's not a new bridge.
That's a good bridge.
New Jersey.
That's like the original. That's the bridge.
I know. I just feel like the new bridge compared to the new bridges in New York that are bigger and bolder. Maybe it's just our governor is bigger and bolder. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. You got some sports for us,
Brought
Jerry?
Brought to you by the Bobby V's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Winter Stamford, the destination crafted for all. Thursday Night Football opened up the week in the NFL, and the Raiders move over 500.
The Chargers show a nine-man front against this set. The hand, big hole, first down, end zone, touchdown, Jacobs, touchdown, Raiders. Would you believe it? Off the bench. The offensive line blows the hole open against that nine-man box, and Jacobs takes it home. Roll Tide, baby!
Brent Musburger, Compass Media Networks there as the Raiders take the lead and wind up beating the Chargers 26-24. Jacobs, 71 yards on the ground with that go-ahead score. Eric Harris, a 56-yard interception return for a touchdown, had another and also had a third that was taken away because of a penalty. So almost had three interceptions on the day. Here was Derek Carr. Really tough, tough game.
That was, I'll say this about that game, that was an old-school AFC West. A bloodbath, basically.
Bloodbath for sure. Carr threw for 218 yards and a touchdown. Here was Harris, the two picks, one going for a score.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. A special moment for this team, special moment for my teammates, you know, and credit to them for putting me in a position and just trusting those guys.
The Chargers with the loss fall to 4-6. On Sunday, you've got the one-win Giants against the one-win Jets. Jet safety Jamal Adams did, as you point out, clear the air with Joe Douglas and Adam Gase. Here is Jamal Adams. We're all good.
I talked to both Adam and Joe. And also, like I said, I talked to Christopher also, so Mr. Johnson, should I say. But I did.
He says going forward, he wants to be part of the solution with the Jets.
I want to bring success to this organization. I want to bring a Super Bowl to this organization. That's you know, why I feel like I was placed in New York, to kind of pick off where my dad left off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. His dad is George Adams. Now, Saquon Barkley is running back on the Giants now, and a pretty damn good one. He says this will be a tough day for my father.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because he has a Jets tattoo, so even if he wears a Saquon Barkley jersey, he's still repping the Jets.
Yep, no doubt. His dad is split.
No, my dad, if you ever met my dad, you know my dad, he's been a Jet fan his whole life, so is he going to root for the Jets? Yes, but he's going to root for the Giants and his son at the same time.
Pretty
just,
wild.
Just picturing Saquon's dad. Listen, bro, I can't do it. bro, all the pain, son. Just another version. Because every Jet fan now is Joe Beningo. Like, Joe Beningo used to be the most negative, but now every Jet fan is Joe Beningo. And speaking of all the pain, I saw that there's some site out there selling all the pain T-shirts that are in the Jet green.
Yeah, well, that's Joe's fault for not trademarking it.
There you go.
If I'm Joe, what do you do?
They use it. It's been headlines in the newspaper.
I know, but that's different. But like,
what are you going to do? He never trademarked it.
But I think what it does show you is that Joe's an influencer.
He is. Not like
how stupid am I?
No, you're not.
I mean, he has been doing this for 25 years. I would think he would be, sure.
Yeah. But look, here it is right here. See? Ode to Pain and the Jet colors and everything.
Sure. Yeah, look, and the Jet font.
Yeah.
Blow it out.
An S.
I mean, he should have been all over that.
Yeah.
Now, is it easy to trademark something like that?
Phrase is not easy, but you can do it.
So now, is it too late because they're selling these shirts for him to now profit off these
not
shirts?
Not if they didn't trademark it. Oh, you can trademark it and then go after them for the money.
If it's not trademarked, it was in the last 30 seconds, that I can tell you.
Very possibly, yeah.
I'm an ass.
No. I did send this to Ernie Acosta last night and said, get on this thing.
Yeah.
Get on this.
Ernie's going to get on it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ernie's a businessman.
Yes, Ernie is.
Businessman.
He's a businessman.
He's
Ernie
all
knows
about the business.
That's why I didn't send it to Evan or Joe, because they would just look at it and then say, forget about it. Ernie gets the wheels churning, man.
Ernie owns a laundromat, maybe even two.
Yeah.
Actually. Ernie's pulling out.
Ernie's a laundromat owner?
Yeah, he owns. Yes. Yeah, Ernie Acosta.
Things you don't know about people who work at WFN.
Yes.
Ernie owns a laundromat.
Yes.
Two of them.
The producer of the Joe and Evan show is also a laundromat mogul.
It's called Oh the Pain Laundry.
Oh the Stain.
Oh the Stain. Yes.
Wow.
There you go. Somebody's going to steal that now.
We're going.
I could see you as a laundromat mogul.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, you get one of these coin-operated places, you don't even have to go there.
Yeah. Put up some video cameras. Call it a day.
I just go in constantly emptying coins into my bank account.
Oh, the pain's available.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Well, right. Get it right now, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
Well, you got to pay for it and fill out an application.
How much does it cost?
Do it, Jerry.
A few hundred bucks.
I think it's like $500.
Might be.
Just to fill out the application? Or to trademark the whole thing. That's nothing. Because you can make it all back on your T-shirts and your laundromats.
Let's go to LegalZoom.
All right, let's go. Let's do it in a break.
Fair enough.
Then we'll shake down Joe and Ernie for it.
Did you read the Antonio Brown quotes?
Yeah. Well, I didn't read them all. We just talked about it. I didn't read specifically what they...
Should I read the quotes, or you want me to just move on to the Kristaps?
No. Go ahead and do it. Do you have the deleted tweet?
I don't. I don't have the audio. Do you?
No, I don't.
Because everywhere I see it, they're very quick to point out he deleted it so fast before we could record it.
Oh.
Even Barstool, I think, couldn't get to it in time.
Oh, he did an Instagram post? Is that what it was?
Yeah, so this was the first one. This was on Instagram.
Okay.
Bleep the NFL.
Yep.
I'm going down another path. No more making money off my blood and sweat. No more control of my name and body. Clear my name. I'm done with it. So you fantasy bleeps can let it go. Now, a couple of hours later, he goes to Twitter and posts, quote, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfair. Making money off my sweat and blood, bleep the NFL. I'll never play in that bleep. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go bleep yourself.
And what was that again about him being on the Eagles later this year?
He might fit right in. You never know.
Later he tweeted, I love football and I miss it. I just want to play, and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL
ASAP. I'm thinking that maybe he's on some sort of meds, and he took the meds later on in the day or something.
Someone told him, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's on the meds later. No. In the morning, he wasn't on them.
And he's supposed to meet with the NFL next week about everything, about the investigation.
Does he take any ownership in anything that he's
done?
No! Like all the people he's pissed off
of. Of course not. Why would he? That's not Antonio Brown's brand. It's blame everybody else and blow yourself up.
It's Eli's fault.
Yeah. Nick's in Dallas tonight. Kristaps Porzingis seeing his former team. As we know, the Nets are in Portland. We'll have that on the fan for you at 9:45. Clippers beat the Blazers 107-101. Kawhi Leonard, 18 of his 27 in the fourth quarter for the win. And the Heat beat the Suns 124-108. Jimmy Butler had 34 points. He was a guest on Fox Sports South afterwards, and he was not thrilled when his teammates were trying to photobomb the interview.
You made it very plain that you don't care what happens as long as it's a win. Is it any more savory?
Go to the locker room, man. Go to the locker room. Great game. Go to the lock, please.
So he was shooing his teammates away. And then the reporter, as you can imagine, the pre- and post-game host, was just kind of wondering why.
What is it that you don't enjoy about the video bombs?
Huh? It's not about them right now. It's about me.
Very good. Yes!
Love it. There you
Actually
go.
Pretty funny. The Spurs beat the Thunder 121-112. LaMarcus Aldridge, 19 of 23. He had 39 points. Celtics over the Hornets, 108-87. Nice emotional return for Kemba Walker. He had 14, did struggle with a shot, but they come up with the win. Rutgers beat Bryant last night, 73-71. The Yankees hiring Matt Blake as their new pitching coach. He was the pitching coordinator with the Indians. Never heard of such a thing, but okay.
Oh, the Mets had one.
We have a pitching coordinator.
A pitching coordinator?
Yeah, Brody hired one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Last year?
When they fired Dave Island, they brought back the Vulture. They brought
brought a pitching coordinator with him.
Yes, a guy who used to pitch, too, in the majors.
All right.
Was he deemed a pitching coordinator, or was, I thought it was something else?
Not a pitching whisperer. I don't know.
No.
Then Nolan Ryan is shown the door in Houston, by the way.
What do you mean shown the door?
Get out.
Really?
He wasn't watching games correctly from the front row? I mean, is that what?
Whatever role he had, they basically said bye-bye, and they demoted his son.
Oh, Reed Ryan.
Yes.
Ooh.
And the owner, what's the owner's name? I forget. Anyway, he brought in his son to replace Reed Ryan.
Oh, it was a pitching strategist.
That's what it is, pitching strategist. I knew it was something else. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Jeremy Accardo. So not a coordinator.
Strategist.
Now, Al said in the warm-up show, we do that if you're not sure from 5:45 to 6
every
morning.
Good show. Good solid show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Good solid show.
Should be a little bit longer, but it was a good show.
I was thinking maybe, I don't know, 2 to 4 or 2 to 6 or something like that.
I would do that. Get out of here at 10.
Go ahead. So what are you guys talking about this morning?
So he said he'd like to be a pitching coordinator just to put his five starters in rotation, but as a strategist or a strategist, could you handle that job?
Strategist?
That's what I said.
No.
What do you mean no?
A baseball strategist?
No, a pitching strategist.
I could set the rotation up.
You could.
And as a head, as a manager, you come to me and say, who's up next? I go, well, Severino pitched yesterday. Paxton next. That I could do.
Okay.
You basically have a human calendar.
Right.
Right. No strategy.
You'd have it down on a calendar.
In my phone.
And then what happens if it rains?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'd have a meeting.
Then you have double headers. What happens if you have double headers, right? You have off days. You got load management days.
And those days where it's a relief game, what a reliever game, whatever. Bullpen game, chance.
Rangers win.
Good takeaway, goes to the net. They score! What a play by Pavel Buchnevich!
Yeah, that was a great play.
Sam Rosa, I love the way he says that on MSG.
Wow!
4-2, the Rangers win 4 out of 5 now for the Blue Shirts. Henrik Lundqvist with 45 saves on the night. Brendan Lemieux, a power play goal in the second period as well. So the Rangers get the victory. The Islanders do not. They were up 3-0 on the Penguins. They wound up losing in overtime 4-3. If Genny Malkin ties it, then Brian Rust, who scored twice in the game, got the game winner in the OT. Flames beat the Devils 5-2 New Jersey and Edmonton later tonight.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.